Hello and welcome to a new season of the Wolf Sports Show. This is Dave Chapin. We made it. The NFL season kicks off tonight between the Ravens and the Chiefs. If you're a new listener, welcome. On this show, we go through all 32 teams each week. I know a lot of the mainstream don't really cover every team, so we try to hit on everyone here. You can check out our season preview on wolfsport.com every week. Start Sit for Fantasy, which is free and unlocked. Game picks, power rankings. You can also sign up for Fantasy Consigliere, which gives access to weekly rankings, dynasty rankings, which I'd say are the best in the industry, projections, analytics, and more. And if you haven't already, I would sign up for Wolf Sports Weekly, our newsletter, free newsletter that drops every Tuesday morning, keeps you updated with the happenings around the NFL, and it sort of cuts through the noise of social media and arbitrary algorithms that they use to quickly get you the news you need to know in about 5 to 10 minutes. You can read it every Tuesday morning. For that, you can go to newsletter.wolfsports.com, and it just launched in mid-July and already thousands of people signing up. And there are some general sports newsletters, but I haven't seen any that are straight NFL newsletters following the league like we have with Wolf Sports Weekly. With that, I'm going to go through every team. We'll probably go match by matchup mostly throughout the season. But this week, just quick questions, overviews of each squad. And again, you can check out more on wolfsports.com for award predictions, which I'll probably mention a bit throughout this episode, full playoff picks and more. Let's just start with a few storylines I'm watching this season. Let's begin with tonight's matchup. Ravens-Chiefs rematch of the AFC Championship game last year. Tough loss for Baltimore at home. Kansas City now looking to three-peat, yet at the same time, they're sort of seem to be going away from what worked and clearly intend to launch the ball downfield more with what they added this offseason. Marquise Brown drafted Xavier Worthy, who broke the 40-yard dash record at the combine. And I think both Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes want to begin putting up big numbers again. Because again, remember their regular season last year really didn't go well offensively. Defense was outstanding. Offense did not play up to their standard, and we'll see how defenses respond to having to back up and defend the deep ball more often, I would think. And also, it's going to, with the connection Mahomes and Rashee Rice have, and of course Travis Kelce, but Rice added that as an underneath intermediate guy, it's going to be tough to stop them with the way Brown and Worthy are going to stretch the field. For the Ravens, one of the teams looking to knock them off, prevent the first ever three-peat Super Bowl winners. The big story for them, lost a lot this offseason, but got Derrick Henry, who I think he's just built different, will still be a force. The age doesn't bother me much. Plenty of running backs have had success in year 9 like he has. Not plenty, but some of the best in history have. Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, Adrian Peterson had a good year in year 9. I believe they all performed at this age that Henry's at. And it's not going to be fun for defenses trying to stop Lamar Jackson and Henry on zone reads and other quarterback option plays where Lamar can either keep it or have a defender stay on him and sort of create a lighter amount of defenders for Henry to have to run through. And that's especially key. You would think the Ravens are not going to get away from the run in January when they have Henry in the mix now. Another big storyline I'm watching, the highly paid quarterbacks, in particular, Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa. Both extended on the same day this summer, both in ideal situations with the Packers and Dolphins. Green Bay just super deep. They opened the season in Brazil against the Eagles. But extremely deep offense. All the eligible receivers can beat you. Jordan Love, it was his first season starting last year, so he'll be more comfortable. And the defense under new coordinator, Jeff Hafley, going to be more aggressive. And I like that mindset. And then Tua, obviously, the super fast Dolphins offense got even faster, adding Jalen Wright in the draft as another running back to go with Devin Achane and Raheem Mostert. Hill and Waddle on the outside. Odell Beckham might join at some point. One concern with them, they're an older team. I believe I saw they're the oldest starting group in football. So somewhat odd combination, all the speed paired with the age. Jalen Ramsey uncertain for week 1. We'll have to watch that. But yeah, the quarterbacks getting paid top of the market value. Love tie the record for highest paid player in NFL history on a per year basis. History would say maybe these contracts don't work out. I guess some would throw former number one pick Trevor Lawrence in the mix. I personally think he's a level ahead of them, of two in love at this point. But we'll see again in ideal situations, but a lot to live up to contract-wise for Love and Tua. Now on the other end, the rookie quarterbacks. Everyone talks about the value rookie quarterbacks have, although I think we've just had two quarterbacks and rookie deals win Super Bowls, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes. If I'm not mistaken, that's it. And we have three rookie starters for week one. Number one pick, Caleb Williams for the Bears. Number two pick, Jayden Daniels for Washington. And number 12 pick, Bo Nix for Denver. Williams, it was not hype, I don't think. His skill level and the attention he got as a prospect. Bears finished strong last year. Now have Williams at quarterback. Hopefully the offensive line can protect him, make things easier. But he can get out and create magic with his legs and with a very dangerous arm. For Daniels, super explosive. Look for Zach Ertz to be somebody that maybe makes it more comfortable for him. Throwing over the middle, which he didn't do quite as much at LSU, outside the numbers. Very pinpoint. The deep ball, going to be one of the best in the league immediately. They traded Jahan Dotson to the Eagles, which was a pretty big surprise. Although it just became clear throughout the summer he wasn't a fit with the coaching staff based on their comments. And certainly high upside with Daniels there. A lot of work for Dan Quinn, though, on the defensive side of the ball with where they were last year. And then Bo Nix, if you follow Wolf Sports closely, you know we are extremely high on him. Didn't understand the criticism. One of those guys like Josh Allen, Lamar to some extent, and others that just mercilessly criticized by the haters throughout the pre-draft process. It was just the preseason, but it couldn't have gone much better for Nix. We expect him to be a major hit with Sean Payton in Denver. And overall, the Broncos sound like they have an underdog type of mentality. I think they'll surprise and be squarely in the playoff mix despite an over-under of 5.5 wins, which is second worst in the league. But Vegas has sort of been low on Nix and the Broncos overall. For a while, they were wrong with his draft position being 32.5. He was drafted 12th, which was kind of crazy to be off by that much. And yeah, Nix, most college starts in history at Auburn and Oregon. 5 different offenses in 5 years in college. Plenty prepared to start fast with the Broncos, despite more roster work needed. And remember, Russell Wilson eating a big portion of their cap, despite not being on the team. Another big story, the revamped Bills. For cap reasons, they had to move on from some people. Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. Stephon Diggs was the big one, I guess, trading him away to Houston. So it'll look much different. Keon Coleman joined, second-round pick out of Florida State. Could have went even higher. Big, fast, touchdown machine, good character guy, and in the locker room. Has had a really funny offseason. You might have seen on social media some of his moments. Overall, I trust Josh Allen to get the offense to play well, and I trust Sean McDermott. Always fields one of the top defenses in the league. But the revamped team, definitely something to watch, and some are down on Buffalo heading into 2024. And then finally, another big storyline. We'll see him a lot on TV and online this fall, but the status of Bill Belichick in 2025. If teams struggle, especially teams like, I don't think they will, but Buffalo, if the Eagles don't bounce back from their collapse last year, if the Cowboys don't make a deep playoff run, those three teams especially I'd keep an eye on for Belichick. But just about every opening, I would think we're going to be talking about the 8-time Super Bowl champion potentially taking over next year. So it's a storyline that's going to loom large. And again, we'll see Belichick a lot on several different platforms during the season. Now I'll quickly go through every other team in the league. Let's go with the Niners. It's Super Bowl or bust for them, obviously. Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, two key players that were out all summer looking for new contracts and revised contract for Williams. They got it done. They're in the building. Week one against the Jets, Monday Night Football to end the week. They'll look to start fast despite having two key guys out for that long. But I mentioned the season preview, Leonard Floyd opposite Nick Bosa now. I think that's a perfect pairing with Floyd's athleticism, with quarterback shying away from Bosa and the interior rush for Floyd to use his flexibility, athletic ability to finish and get sacks. Lions, 12-5 last year. I think they're going to follow that up with another 12-13 win season, somewhere in that range. Should be among the top teams in the NFC in the mix for the top seed. Had the Niners on the ropes in the NFC title game last year. Couldn't quite finish on the road and made improvements to the secondary. Carlton Davis acquired from the Bucks at corner and then drafted Terrion Arnold and Ennis Drakeshaw in the first two rounds. DJ Reader up front on defense. So they continue to build. Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have done an outstanding job. Eagles mentioned them about Belichick. They'll need guys to step up in the secondary. Plenty of options there. Now it's about finding guys that'll play at a high level, especially against the top offense in the league. And the two new coordinators, Kellen Moore, look for him to get Devontae Smith more involved consistently. And Vic Fangio, veteran coordinator, held in high regard around the league, as Nick Sirianni, I guess, takes more of a hands-off approach, is what the talk is. They figure to be going head-to-head with the Cowboys in the NFC East. Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy, plenty of motivation. Heading into contract years as things stand, new defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer, he has a bit of a chip on his shoulder. That'll be interesting to see how he can put his twist on the playmaking Dallas defense. And they'll be without Deron Bland, set the pick six record last year for several weeks due to a foot injury. That'll be tough to throw on when he and Trevon Diggs, coming off the ACL, ready for week one, are on the field together. The Texans, sort of a breakout team last year. C.J. Stroud, rookie of the year, lit it up. Added Stephon Diggs to the mix now. Joe Mixon at running back, I think a fantastic addition. One of the more underrated players in the league. And Danielle Hunter is my defensive player of the year pick. So I think Houston is set for a step forward from last year's first great year under D'Amico Ryans, and should be a fun team to watch. Bengals, the Ja'Marr Chase situation has lingered all summer. He practiced yesterday. As of now, practicing today, it's Thursday. And I think he'll be out there despite wanting a new contract. I mean, he has 2 years left on his deal. Bengals traditionally aren't going to go this early on a huge contract, especially, I guess, the talk is he wants to be paid more than Justin Jefferson, even if it's by a little bit, his friend Jefferson. They host New England to start the year and can't look ahead to week two against the Chiefs, but they should take care of business against the Patriots team that might struggle this year. Jets, I like their offseason a lot better than their offseason in 2023. I like the moves of building up the offensive line, signing Mike Williams coming off the torn ACL, will be on a pitch count to start. Breece Hall at running back, Braylon Allen, rookie running back, looks like a steal out of Wisconsin on day three. And the defense, we know, one of the best in the league, going to be challenged early facing the Niners. Rams, I like how they can take a balanced approach on offense. Kyren Williams, now they got Blake Corum as well, rookie running back out of Michigan. Added Jonah Jackson, the offensive line. Need everyone to stay healthy. Nacua dealt with a knee late in the summer. Kupp said to be fully healthy, so that's great. And the defense will look to carry over the no-name type of approach they took last year. They'll need to take that to another level with no Aaron Donald. The Colts, sort of comes down to Anthony Richardson. Certainly has the tools. Now we'll see how quickly he progresses. Doesn't have a ton of experience, even dating back to high school. But he and Jonathan Taylor, similar to Jackson and Henry, going to be tough to stop. The Jaguars, they had a collapse as well last year. I think the Eagles in the NFC overshadowed Jacksonville's own collapse in the AFC. They have upside, and I like what they did at receiver. I feel like signing Gabe Davis and drafting Brian Thomas Jr., they'll help stretch the field, and they're more of a skill set fit with Trevor Lawrence, the way he can push the ball down the field and give big targets opportunities to make plays, and that'll open things up for Etienne underneath and Christian Kirk and Evan Engram underneath over the middle. Seahawks, very intriguing team. Anxious to see what the defense looks like under Mike McDonald, coming over after he was the defensive coordinator in Baltimore. And the offense, Ryan Grubb, comes from Washington, the Washington Huskies in college. And with the weapons they have, DK Metcalf, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett, Ken Walker at running back, Noah Fant at tight end, Zach Charbonnet at running back. And then I wouldn't sleep on Kenny McIntosh, second year running back out of Georgia, especially as a receiver out of the backfield, third down option. They can spread you out and do plenty of damage on offense. The Steelers need to play well on the offensive line. I think they'll run block nicely, but they need to protect Russell Wilson. Especially he can take some sacks as he showed last year with the Broncos. And yeah, that's the big key. Pittsburgh's defense going to make plays. Wilson needs to avoid making sacks. They could play the defense, play through Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, Cordell Patterson even, and George Pickens. He can become sort of a superstar level player this year, I think, with Wilson throwing him passes. The Browns need Deshaun Watson to play well, which he hasn't really done since his time with the Texans. And honestly, I wouldn't hesitate to consider Jameis Winston. If Watson struggles this year, they'll immediately have a difficult matchup. They're favored, but they face the Cowboys. And it is in Cleveland in week one, so that helps and part of why they're favored. Chargers, just a matter of time before Jim Harbaugh builds that team up to a winner, establishing a culture there. But a storyline to watch all year for them is Justin Herbert's foot. It's a foot injury they're going to have to manage all year. And hopefully he can stay on the field, play at a high level we've seen him play at. And now with Harbaugh as his head coach, they're going to be a competitive team. Again, just got to keep an eye on that foot and hope he can stay healthy. The Falcons, they're the favorites in the NFC South after adding Kirk Cousins in the offseason. But he's coming off a torn Achilles, joining a new team. Plenty of talent there. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, three former top 10 picks as skilled players on offense. Defense added veteran pieces. Justin Simmons joins Jesse Bates at safety. Traded for Matthew Judon for the Patriots. So they're definitely expecting not just to contend for the division, but for a championship. The Bucs, only team in the NFC to go to the playoffs each of the past 4 years. Third-round rookie receiver Jalen McMillan out of Washington looks like a potential steal. Quick contributor, potentially, joining Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. And Todd Bowles typically gets the most out of his defenses. And hopefully they have corner step up behind Jamil Dean. For the Vikings, Sam Darnold has a prime opportunity here, playing in Kevin O'Connell's offense behind a good offensive line. Justin Jefferson to throw to. Jordan Addison, Aaron Jones in the backfield. Jones sounds rejuvenated, the former Packer, now in Minnesota. Sounds like he's going to be used as both a runner and receiver. And Brian Flores entering year two with that defense. Had some big games last year and an aggressive mindset from that unit. Saints seems likely they'll, again, hang around 500. Maybe they can catch fire at the right time. Look for Taysom Hill to be more involved on offense. And considering they've been better when he's been on the field on offense the past few years, that's a definite benefit. They're going to play through Alvin Kamara a lot. More of Hill and Rashid Shaheed, I think, can continue progressing as a very strong option opposite Chris Olave on offense. The Cardinals, very competitive last year in the first year of Jonathan Gannon as the head coach. Now Kyler Murray, fully healthy. Had the full offseason at quarterback after joining midseason last year, coming off his torn ACL. They could be a sneaky contender. One concern, though, the NFC West is brutal. Not sure if they had the roster quite yet to compete there, but first-round pick, Marvin Harrison Jr., number 4 pick in the draft. Exciting playmaker there. Raiders, I was high on entering the offseason with Antonio Pierce. As I mentioned last year, had the Raiders playing fundamentally sound, not beating themselves down the stretch. Defense seems frustrating to play against. Now out of Christian Wilkins to go with Max Crosby up front. So both inside and out, they have game wreckers. The quarterback situation, one to watch. Gardner Minshew, they signed to what I thought was a pretty surprising deal relative to other free agents. But he won the starting job over Aiden O'Connell. Look for them to ride Zamir White and for them to try to play to their defense and stay in games. The Giants just mentioned Marvin Harrison a moment ago. The guy the Giants got might be even better. Malik Nabers out of LSU. Super explosive. Wants the ball. So that's something to watch. I think Brian Daboll calling the plays again is going to get him the ball. And now the pass rush, it needs to definitely be elite. After adding Brian Burns to go with Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence. Offensive line needs to play well, but if they can stay in games and have the pass rush be a major factor, they could get back into the playoff mix. Titans, just a ton of veteran additions past two off seasons. DeAndre Hopkins last year, now they have Legarius Sneed, Chidobe Awuzie, Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, Kenneth Murray, and I'm just questioning how that gels. But Brian Callahan, the new head coach, should be a benefit for Will Levis to have Callahan hoping to help him progress into a franchise quarterback. Panthers. I like the work they did in the offseason supporting Bryce Young. Entering year two now. Last year was about as bad of a situation as it could have been with Frank Reich in the beginning of the year. New head coach Steve Canales had success working with Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield in Seattle and Tampa. So Bryce Young now in a better spot. Wouldn't be shocked if they push for a playoff spot in the NFC. But maybe they're a year away from really being able to compete. And then finally, the Patriots. Not sure about their upside. Defense is going to need to be top tier for sure for them to push for the wildcard spot in the AFC, I think. The question is when Drake May will play, rookie quarterback out of North Carolina. Veteran Jacoby Brissett's going to start the year. The offensive line, it needs to be better than it was. They've shuffled it around during the summer, so not sure if that's ideal. And we'll see if something works there, as they have made clear their game plan is to run the ball, try to control things, try to win close games, which a lot of the teams that aren't quite as talented are going to try to do this season. So we hit on every team in the league. You can read my season preview on wolfsports.com. But I'll say my Super Bowl pick, kind of pains me to say it. I don't want to see a three-peat by the Chiefs, to be honest, but I'm going with them this year, beating the Lions in the big game. Things seem to go their way late in the season. I think getting through the NFC when you get deep in the playoffs will prove to be tougher than the AFC this year, with Buffalo again had to make some cap cuts. Ravens lost guys in free agency, so we'll see how good their defenses are in trying to get Andy Reid's offense off the field in January. Meanwhile, if a team like the Lions comes out of the NFC, they might have to beat a division opponent like the Packers or get through the Eagles, Cowboys, tough rosters, the Niners, right now the favorite, and very physical team. Teams typically don't fare well after playing them. So overall, I feel like the Chiefs can become the first team to three-peat. And it would be pretty cool to have a rematch of the season opener from last year, which lines upset the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And you know Dan Campbell would have his guys confident that they can do it again and beat the Chiefs, this time in the Super Bowl. Ultimately, Steve Spagnuolo's defense doesn't get enough credit. Reed himself doesn't get enough credit at all. I know people want to make it, to some extent, all about Mahomes, who is my MVP pick, by the way. I think I'll put up bigger numbers this year with Brown Worthy in the mix and an effort to essentially put up big numbers. Just top to bottom, the Chiefs are difficult to beat in my Super Bowl 59 pick. So that'll do it for this opening episode of the Wolf Sports Show for the 2024 NFL season. Remember, sign up for our newsletter, newsletter.wolfsports.com, to get it delivered straight to your inbox every Tuesday, and check out the content, including the season preview on wolfsports.com. We'll be back every Thursday. Enjoy the opening week of the year, and thank you for listening.